Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. The Health Ministry in Gaza says at least 85 Palestinians have been killed while trying to get food. Israel's military says soldiers shot some Palestinians who were a threat. It does not agree with the number reported by officials in Gaza and believes it is lower. Humanitarian Director in Gaza for Save the Children, Rachel Cummings, says urgent action is needed.
There's another mass casualty incident that is being reported in the vicinity of the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation food distributions. The situation here is absolutely dire. And my team said to me today, the situation in Gaza has never been this bad. They are desperately hungry. Children are crying all the time for food. And my team, who are employed, they have money in their bank accounts, they're unable to find food in Gaza to buy.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the federal government can do more to make childcare cheaper and safer. In 2025, there have been a range of troubling cases of alleged abuse of children across Australian childcare centres. Mr. Albanese says he wants to improve the industry this year.
To all the MPs and senators elected to the 48th Parliament, firstly, congratulations across the board. It is such a privilege to sit either in the House of Representatives or the Senate, and something that none of us should ever take for granted. And it is an honour each and every day.
Queensland health workers are looking for any hospital staff who saw a patient with Mpox. A man has been diagnosed with a rare type of Mpox at Logan Hospital, south of Brisbane. He had just returned from a visit to Africa. Queensland Health Minister Tim Nicholls says the patient was not contagious on the plane home.
Those close contacts that he has been in contact, including at the emergency ward and in other locations, are being contact traced right now and identified. At this stage, we think that there are 19 community contacts and 40 staff contacts that have been in contact with the patient.
In sport, Tim Wellens has won stage 15 of the Tour de France cycling race. The Belgian national champion sprinted away from other riders 43 kilometres from the finish line. Wellens says it was a very special victory.
I knew I was going to be in a very beautiful list to finally complete my trilogy from the Giro, Tour and Vuelta. So I knew I had to enjoy the moment. I kept riding till the finish line because I wanted a big gap to fully enjoy it and maybe put my bike in the air after the finish. But I was so happy to win that I forgot to do it.
Tadej Pogačar is the overall winner of the Tour de France race so far. And that's the latest SBS News in Easy English.